for CEM Mobile. For TFW Mobile.
Run 285.
So 4CEF.
Andrew Kagan 4TFW. Patrick's in the black hole right now.
Heck, I'll be out in just a few minutes. I'll give you a call back.
Slept in this morning.
It was on time today. That's good.
Sure didn't want to get up. I was looking at the alarm clock. Thinking, I just want a little bit longer.
Man, 20 meters was good over to Europe last night.
These messages, I thought about getting on, but then I wanted to watch the Obi-Wan show that came on Disney, so we watched that, and then I tried to go to bed early, and then that didn't happen, so of course I didn't go to bed until after 11, but I just didn't do anything on the radio.
You too. And then after it was done, Ed texted me the Netherlands was on, and man, you could hear him better than on 2 meters. And man, I tried and tried, but I just couldn't break through the pileup. It was 5-9, and he was beaming the totally opposite direction.
And right now,
and 3 Italian stations. You know, back to back, and that they were all 5-9. Everybody was 5-9, and that it was just unbelievable. And I picked up another Slovenia station, and when I got to looking at the log, the one I got the other day, they both had the same last name. You reckon they were related?
It's possible, or maybe it was one of those last names like Smith or something.
Think, but their call sign was. You know, the suffix or the, yeah, the suffix was exactly the same.
They might have went and got their license or however it works in different countries on the same day or similar day or something.
You got an Italian station for the second time, and the letters after the number were 4 letters, and that's the first time I ever had one that had 4 letters after the number.
After a while, it makes you kind of wonder if it's a real call sign, but I mean, usually it turned out to be good. It's interesting the way different countries have their call signs.
If it has like a number, a letter, and another number?
I think so. I mean, you know, around here you see the letter and one number and then another letter if it's like a special call sign, but I haven't seen anything that's the opposite.
Contacts in other countries where it was a number, a letter, another number, and then a couple of letters, or a letter and 2 numbers and some letters, and that is really weird.
Yeah, it happens. You'd think everybody would have the same format, but I guess, like I said, different countries do different call signs.
Guy's cutting the grass in the median.
In the median cutting grass, or he's blowing everything towards me?
Truck looked like a lawn care truck that was like sitting in the turn lane with his flashers on, and then when I got down the road, there was a guy on a zero turn lawnmower cutting the grass around the trees in the median.
A little dangerous to me, but I guess there's probably a little less traffic this time in the morning than there is later in the day.
Heard about that, he could have at least had a few lights on it anyway.
What'd you think of the, you and the wife were watching the Obi-Wan series?
Missed it last night.
I'm looking up the information, because you can, it sounded like James Earl Jones, but then there's times where it's off just a little bit. And I was reading that James Earl Jones did the voice, but they're also using some kind of technology that kind of recreates the voice at the same time. I don't know, it's really weird, but I guess he's 91 years old now.
Doing doing too much with it anymore, right?
Yes, they hear his voice. They said he did have some, you know, so I guess he's doing some of it, but I don't know if maybe they're going back and touching up areas where it doesn't sound right or something. I don't know. I don't know why they'd use that voice synthesizer software.
Pulled out some of the words from some of the older movies and string them together, right?
Understand how the that software works. It's really interesting if you ever read about it, but it can almost synthesize the human voice to sound like what they want it to. So, I mean, and I know it's really weird.
All the new shows that had Obi-Wan come out on Wednesdays.
Yeah, I thought I was going to have to wait till Friday, but then we got it 2 days early, so I was a little happy about that.
Hey, Skex. Good morning, gentlemen.
Go 4CEF.
KN 4TFW. I had to wait till I got past my bad spot.
One comes out on Wednesday night. I watched the first two, but I didn't watch it last night.
Yeah, I'm out on Wednesday.
My nephew was telling me that we ended up watching it last night. Me and my youngest son. I like it. It's a good show.
April Losing.
It was something. It was an article I read, and then I think that's what we're going to see. You know, Obi-Wan lives a pretty hard life. And kind of what ages him between then and the first movie that ever came out, you know, when he's a lot older, when Luke Skywalker meets.
They merged in all the, you know, the Star Wars, the Mandalorian, the Boba Fett, and all that into, they all go together so nicely and help you fill in the blanks.
Nice. I'm looking forward to the Mandalorian when it comes out, but I'm enjoying the Obi-Wan right now.
Nice to have something worth watching on TV again.
That, yeah. I don't want to give away too much of it, but it's weird because, you know, you watch the newer movies, the Jedi, I guess the lightsaber battles are a little more intense, and it's not so much, you know, no flips and all that right now, which is really nice, because it kind of compares back to the original shows.
Watch the herd of deer standing on the road, side of the road.
So when you watch it, my son watched Star Wars Rebels, which is supposed to be after these shows, and it's interesting. There's some details there, like the Inquisitor that, you know, died in the second episode. He's in those he's in the animated series that happens later. So I don't know what's going to happen with him, like where he goes, because he can't die, because he's got to be in those shows, and, you know, 5 years later.
Is that a cartoon or is that a show?
Cartoon that they had on, I'm sure it was on Disney. But, yeah, it was a cartoon, but it's, you know, still supposed to be, I guess, canon for the Star Wars universe. But it happens, I think it took place probably 5 years from where the Obi-Wan show is now.
I never heard of that one, so I guess that's why.
Any of those cartoon ones.
Son, boy, he'd eat those cartoons up, so I would get bits and pieces of the episode.
The Star Wars cartoons. Now, we watched all the movies together. That's something we try to do as a family.
Got the oldest son out of his daggum room to come watch it. He hasn't watched any of the three episodes so far with me and my youngest son.
He don't need that.
It drives me crazy because he, you know, he says he likes Star Wars. He grew up watching it. And, I mean, I don't think there was a time, no matter how old I was, that I didn't like a good Star Wars movie.
X. I remember going to watch the original Star Wars at the movie theater when I was a kid with my parents when they were still together and my brother. But I was young then, so I don't remember the whole movie. I just more or less the experience of going.
Is of my mom and dad, at least my mom, she was a bigger Star Wars fan. But, you know, went to Pick a Flick Video and rented the VHS, and we'd sit down and watch them. And that's where I remember growing up, watching the Star Wars shows. I am pulled in the parking lot, so I need to head on in here and get ready for this meeting. So I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all be safe on the road this morning, and I will probably be on the road again at, you know, 5:45. So maybe we'll talk to y'all then. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, and I'll try to keep an ear out for you this afternoon on the way home. KO4HKX.
Andrew, have a good one. I'll try to catch you later. KN4TSW. Walking the dog in the field yesterday, talking with Andrew, and switched over to Simplex, see if we could make contact, and the QRM followed me, and I could hear it.
I was listening while y'all were talking, but I was dealing with customers, so I had it turned down low. I could tell it was y'all, but I couldn't exactly follow the conversation. I could tell QRM was causing a problem, though.
And I was talking with Dave yesterday morning on this radio. He could hear me on the reverse, and I was at 85 and 26.
In your any tone in the car?
I'm using my regular ICOM in the car.
You had me confused a little bit yesterday morning when you were talking about it. And like I said, y'all had a conversation going, and I didn't want to jump in there and interrupt it, so I try to wait till the conversation changes before I jump in.
And jump right in there. We were just using it. 20 meters at home?
Yeah, I can get on 20 meters. I can get on all the bands at home.
Meters over to Europe with Lumen last night.
You on long enough to check in last night at the house, and that was it on the net. I don't know, I was dragging last night when I got home. Still dragging this morning.
Most everybody from Europe was a 5.9 plus on the meter for some reason. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
Colin and I were playing with the digital radio, and I tried it out, and on 5 watts, I was booming into Europe. So, yep, fans must be opening up that way.
Now the Netherlands. And I could still hear him 5.9, and he was totally beaming up the opposite way from me.
Do something, are you in your bad spot?
A little bad spot for me, it's a little low area.
That went to nothing on that last transmission. Much better.
You can't hardly make the repeater.
Take care of that when they go up there to do the repairs here in the next month or so.
Do repairs?
Planning to do some repairs and getting everything together, so hopefully they'll get up there before too much longer and get it taken care of. But yeah.
Feeling better then.
One of the things they were waiting on is for him to get back to 100%.
I think we're the same age.
Plan for this weekend.
My other pieces of my connectors will come in from the wireman, and I can finish that project up. And then I got the grandson's birthday on Saturday. and hopefully get a little radio time in. I saw on Saturday they got some kind of broadcast going on from a World War II ship. They're going to be using some World War II radio equipment and that, and it's like a special event station and that. But it, you know, it said it was going to be on 80 meters, but it said 80 meters AM. It didn't say signal sideband.
You can still use that mode on 80 meters, I mean, just like you can the rest of them.
To do that, and then that Lewis and Clark Trail contest runs from the 4th to the 16th, and that try to contact all the operators in the 16 states. So maybe I can do that. That'd be nice because it'll give me a couple of states that I don't have.
I don't know. I've never tried to do any of that stuff, so I don't know anything about it.
I for any certificates or anything, but I just try to, you know, when I know that they're on, I just try to make contact with them. And that, so since it runs for a good little while, I should be able to. And now with my new antenna, I mean, I picked up Utah last night, and I'd never got that state before.
I can't pick up states to the south of me. That wonderful scenery that I got does a good job of blocking everything else out.
I could never get Georgia unless it was way down in southern Georgia. You know, I could get it, but if it wasn't, I couldn't. But I picked up two parts last weekend, and they were north of Atlanta.
When I look at my digital stuff and when I'm doing that, you can go in and look and see who received you and who didn't. And never get much of anything to the southwest of me. Or southeast of me, sorry, southeast. So, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, and that area, it's tough down that way for me.
KN4TFW. Yeah, I used to do pretty good going down that way. Going down into Florida, I could do real good, especially Alabama, Mississippi, Texas, going out that way.
That mountain I got behind me blocks everything off that way, I guess. And my antenna is oriented parallel with it, so I won't say that's one of the reasons I'm not getting out KO4HKX.
Maybe do a little bit of NVIS.
So close, it just stops that. My HF antenna, the center of it is probably 25 feet in the air.
If it was parallel to the ground and only about 10 feet off of the ground, you'd probably be able to get them.
An inverted V right now, the best I can anyway. And I don't know. It's so long, I don't have anywhere else I can stretch it out right now, unless I get closer to the mountain.
And it's, you know, when I was running my wire, and that's like, man, that thing is long, and you just can't put it anywhere. You got to have a lot of space.
You got one that goes from 160 all the way down to 6.
160.
Roger that.
In 160, it was just 6 to 80.
Quite long, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, what I could do, it wasn't too bad to get on 160, but I hadn't worked too hard on it yet.
On 160, the radio will tune it up, but I just don't get on it. To be honest with you, since I got my general license, I haven't made any contacts other than 80 meters.
Most of my contacts on 40 meters. I got it. For whatever reason, the radio I got is real good on 40.
You can have two radios that are supposed to be identical and everything, and they'll still have just that little bit of difference in them where they tune up.
this radio, I don't have a lot of ground, you know, a lot of ground noise. It usually, you know, the noise level is like a 5 or a 6 in it, but now it's only been a 2 and a 3. So I guess I don't have as good of ears for listening as I did have.
So your antennas aren't covering as much area as what they were, so I guess that may be part of it. You know, the surface area just isn't there.
About that. Early yesterday, and had to go down to Highway 14 and 85 to the Sherwin Williams store down there to pick up some paint. Man, that place is crowded with traffic.
I'm glad I don't have to get into that mess down that way from our route. I stay north of Greenville and Greer and Taylor's and all that, and I don't really have to mess with any really, really bad traffic areas other than right here on Wade Hampton.
Nothing compared to those others.
First Road can get quite dangerous, but it seems like there's not the volume of traffic there is on Wade Hampton.
See, Wade Hampton at certain times of the day is terrible.
They're all day today.
Here on that Highway 14 headed towards Pelham, there's two Sherwin-Williams about a quarter mile from each other and that on opposite sides of the road. Of course, I went to the wrong one first.
But why are there two Sherwin-Williams that close together?
It's like your home paint store. And that, and the other one is for your industrial coatings and stuff like that. That's the one I needed.
Say you were going to pick up some epoxy flooring.
Yeah, all right now. That's a good thing I don't have to go back to work after I get all the way down there.
Well, this Locust Hill Road over here is just getting horrible.
We start to wait until all them other subdivisions get in and then do construction on it, and it'll be tore up for 2 years.
Be 2 years?
I don't know. It might be till we retire, right?
Way to go if I ever get to.
I wonder if I'll get to.
So, full retirement for me with Social Security and all that, I got 23 years left.
20 less for me.
Don't know if this business will last that long, this business model.
Changing so fast, it's just stupid, ridiculous. And, you know, where everybody's getting all kinds of stuff online and that, you know, makes it hard.
It's because they don't value service anymore. And then to compete with the other big box stores, I've got to keep the specialty tools on here while you're tying up inventory for a very small niche there, and you're tying up your money in inventory there, and so I don't know how to plan for that. I hadn't figured that out yet.
Hard to do, and then with all the, you know, all the shops closing up, it just makes it harder and harder every day.
That's a real problem for me right now. But that's a problem that Matco is supposed to come in and take care of, because we're guaranteed so many headcount, and they have to maintain a minimum. The problem is they've stacked everybody in so tight, there's nowhere to go.
A lot of shops, they put extra people in there, and now there's not enough shops to cover everybody.
I don't know how they're going to fix that.
About the only way you can fix it is if, you know, some of the other people fold because their business is, you know, going downhill so quick, and then, you know, then you might have a chance.
I guess is they're counting on that high turnover rate, because this business does have a pretty high turnover rate. Most guys don't make it 2 years and they're out.
In a parking lot, I got to go unload this paint and then find me a parking spot. So I'm going to say 73, and you have an awesome day. KN4, TFW.
See you this morning. You have a great day, and I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.